Ok, welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Sheffield Live every Monday from 5 till 7. And we kicked off with a little bit of Brazilian jazz, Zamba. Yeah, my friends, I hope that you're going to enjoy the rest of the show. And I want to play, last week I played this Chilean Aborigine native band's music. It's a music that they mix with their own ancestral sounds and rhythms with heavy rock. And yes, it was requested by someone who listened to the show last week. And I hope that he's listening again. I said, okay, I will play you one song by these guys, you know, and pay attention and connect with Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Here we go. This is Mavisa.
down, get down, get down. Come on! Excuse me, but I don't speak Spanish. Foo foo! Besito, besito, besito. Se dice, kiss your girlfriend, kiss your girlfriend. Everybody jump up. Come on, come on. Jump, 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 jump. Todo el mundo con la mano arriba. Todo el mundo con la mano arriba. É curtir o verão.
Vem, maga lenha, rojão. Traz a lenha pro fogão. Vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é dia de sol. Alegria de coió. É curtir o verão.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you.
Okay, amigos, that was a little bit of Brazil. I just realized, you know, that I should play this track here. I found it today because lately, you know, we've been kind of like in a position in Latin America and the Americas. You know, when the United States, people from the United States, they refer to America, they're referring to their country, the United States, you know. And there was a report, you know, I saw it on YouTube, you know, believe you be. I do watch YouTube a lot, you know, because it's, I get the national news from Chile, live and direct. Also, there's a lot of things, you know, going on there and on YouTube. One of the things that I caught my attention was that there was a reporter from the UK. He wasn't from the UK. That's another one. A reporter from the United States, actually, yes, in New York. He approached these two women in the street, you know, and fortunately, I don't know if he wasn't prepared or anything, you know, but I don't think he was, because he actually showed himself up in a really bad way. He approached these two women in the street, you know, thinking that they were kind of like a North American or European, you know, because they were, you know, white and blonde. And so he goes up to them and said, guys, where are you? Do you know where America is? Like trying to be funny with them, you know. And they went to, and one of them said, America is, which America? And he goes, no, you know, America, you know, you are right now in America. And the woman said, actually, we are in the United States, you know. And he goes, no, this is America. And she goes, actually, you know, we come from Chile, where we come from South America. So we go South America, we go Latin America, we go Central America, we go North America. You know, if you say we are American, you refer to the whole, all the continents. So which one do you want to know? He goes, America is a country. America is a country. And she, and the woman, no, sorry about that, but I'm afraid not. You know, we are from Chile. We're from South America. Where are you from? He says, I'm from here, from America. No, you're from the United States. So the whole thing is like kind of confusing, you know. When they all refer, all the Americans, you know, the American, I'm saying that myself now. All the USA people, they refer to their country as America. As if they're the only country in the Americas, right? I found this song. It's by Rubén Blades, and it's kind of like a reminder about, you know, what America. He refers to America as well as the whole continent, you know, whole continent, all the American continent, not just the United States. He refers to everyone, but instead of singing about South America, all Central America, all North, no, he's singing about America. America meaning the whole continent, the three Americas, put it that way, right? When he refers to a certain country of America, right? He refers by name of the country. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah, of course you do, because you people out there, we all know what it's all about, you know. But to make it easier for the North Americans, you know, I'm talking to about the USA. When I say North Americans, you know, I'm sorry about Canada and Mexico, because they're there too. But so I would just refer to Canadians and Mexicans and United States people. Right. So anyway, this song is a reminder of what's happening to America, you know, the whole continent of the America, the three Americas, South, North, Central. Okay, so it's in Spanish, so if you ever get a chance to get a translation, it's quite a long song, you know. So, but it tells you the story about what's going on in America.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There you are. You see, the lyrics, more or less, what he's singing is about how, well, actually for quite a long time, you know, quite a few years, you know, this has been happening in America. What I'm saying American right now, okay, you listeners of my radio, regular listeners who know who I am, or you know what I'm on about, we'll understand this, you know, when I say America, okay, America referring to all the Americas, you know, and some of the song, the lyrics are about what's happening to America, yeah? Please, bear that in mind, I'm talking about the Americas, okay? But what he's saying in the lyrics, you know, is America. He refers to all the Americas by saying America, okay? As I said, we individualize. If we refer to somebody from America, we say the name of the country. We don't just say America, because otherwise you're talking about the whole Americas, all the inhabitants of the Americas. Okay, so what he's saying is that what happened to America? It's been made to disappear slowly, being taken over by invasions, you know, revolutions, wars, and unfortunately been taken over by capitalism, imperialism. Mainly in the latest months of this year, has been colonized once again by the fascist and capitalist imperialist regimes. You know, we got Argentina, we got Chile, we got Venezuela now. Venezuela wasn't going to give up, but the United States people, they kidnapped the president and his wife. They took him out of the country. They put him into a jail in the United States, accused of being a narco trafficker of the cartel Los Soles. Even the FBI and CIA, told them and reported that that cartel doesn't exist. It's a made-up cartel. There are plenty others around the Latin American continent, but that one does not exist, okay? So it's a made-up thing, and the naive people, innocent people, or even ignorant people, they believed Mr. Donald Trump, who is the biggest liar in the world, that cartel existed, and therefore they're going to get rid of that cartel. And the biggest cartel in the world is the United States of America. Where is the biggest country in the world that consumes more drugs, produces more drugs, but sponsors more drug production, sponsors drug dealers? Who? We all know that, okay, amigos. That's what it is, you know. It's a bunch of lies, you know. And everybody, not everybody, some of us don't believe that because we know exactly what the history is all about, right? And some people say, like, okay, the communists in Cuba, you know, the people, they're making people starve, they're making people unemployed, they're making people poor, the other. But why? Why do you think that is? Do you think a country, apart from the United States and Argentina, wants to do that to these people? I don't think so. I mean, everybody wants to do the best, you know, for the people. But unfortunately, there are other interests, you know, at the stage in which, like, some presidents don't give a damn about their people. All they want to do is impress their mates, their accomplices, in genocides, for example, in wars, because war produces more money than health, right? You know, weapons, you know, and airplanes, submarines, nuclear, you know. And this Marco Rubio going on about Iran, you know, we're going to stop Iran from producing a nuclear weapon. We're going to stop. Look, North Korea, China, USA, Russia, they all got nuclear weapons. Why do you want to stop it? I mean, a defenseless country from producing a nuclear weapon as well? If you want to disarm that country, don't disarm the whole lot, man, you know? But no. Brothers and sisters, you know, I think we have been lied to again by the big, well, I don't believe a word that fellow says. Not a word, he says. So anyway, let's go back to our music. And this is a blast from the past, from Argentina, right? But this is the music that was being produced, the beautiful stuff, you know, that I grew up with listening to this. Great, great, great. Here we go.
Mojado en ti. caña, corazón, no te nubles de amargura. Ay, 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 este corazón se desnuda de impaciencia ante tu voz. Pobre corazón que no atrapa su cordura. Quisiera ser un pez para tocar en mi nariz en tu pecera y hacer burbujas de amor por donde quiera. Oh, pasar la noche en vela mojado en ti. Un pez para bordar de colores tu cintura y hacer siluetas de amor bajo la luna. Oh, saciar esta locura mojado en ti. Una noche para unirnos hasta el fin, cara a cara, beso a beso, vivir por siempre mojado.
That was Juan Luis Guerra, all the way from Puerto Rico, man, Puerto Rico. If Puerto Rico could produce this beautiful music, you know, they could produce a lot of beautiful music, you know, but unfortunately, reggaeton came about. you know, the weekend was the Leopold Square. You know, I didn't go anywhere else apart from Leopold Square. I feel safer there. It's a square, as you all know. And also, we got the Cubana, about five guards there, door people next door as well. You know, the bamboo bar, then the square security. It's all secure. And it was a weekend of a really nice, beautiful attractive music, and it was kind of a very beautiful family atmosphere. There were children playing about, you know, running everywhere, because it's safe, you know. And somebody came up to me and said, oh, we got a DJ in between bands, you know, DJ playing reggaeton. And, oh, no, are you kidding me, man? I almost collapsed. Anyway, it wasn't.